We bring you greetings from the Sheldon Heights Church of Christ, where I serve as one of the assistant ministers alongside of Brother Leonardo D. Gilbert. We are appreciative, grateful, and thankful to your minister and the leaders of this fine congregation. Thought enough about me to invite me to share a word on this day that is known as Friends and Family Day. We appreciate Brother Herman Jackson for that fine introduction. Me and Herman go back a long way, all the way to our high school days. We went to school together. And he's a good friend and a good man, and we're just thankful to see him still working and serving in the Lord. But not even that, but we go back to his father's day when they had the church down on 39th Street. I used to come over at a little lad and preach all the time for Brother Jackson, his dad. So we got a bond that's tight, and it's just good to see him and those that are working here. And then your great minister, Brother Jim. When I was working in security, I used to go to a building where he worked and used to see him all the time. So we got close and just coming together. And then Brother Raymond Miles. Didn't intend from him to let everything out of the bag, but he been knowing him quite a while too. And indeed, I have my lovely wife with me, Sister Doris Thomas, the mother of two girls. And we do have, it was seven, but it's eight grandkids now. And we thank God for that. And we just appreciate God giving me a great wife and a great friend and a great mother. And I shall not be very long, but I'm going to be strong with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, are y'all ready this morning? I'm looking out there. Y'all should be, you know, when you come into the house of the Lord, there should be a smile on your face. Because, you know, you didn't wake up this morning on your own accord. You may have set that alarm clock. But let me tell you, God touched you and awakened you this morning to begin your day. He allowed you the privilege to put one step before the other, to come to his sanctuary where he wants you to lift up praises to his holy and divine name. And I don't know about you, but I'm just happy to be in the presence of the saints of God, because anytime we can come together, fellowship one with the other, that is a blessing. We got a lot of folks in nursing homes, hospitals, and in mortuaries just awaiting on to be processed. But this morning, I'm just happy that we are able to come to this great congregation and share a word. And I think for this lesson, I'm trying to see how I want you to make sure you take some notes. And we're going to use about seven H's. Is that all right? Seven H's to help us with this lesson. Ray, I might need one reader. But what's good about this, we ain't going to jump all over the Bible, Brother Hall. We're going to maintain our location in Mark chapter 2. Every now and then, it's just good to know how to navigate through a few passages and get a full understanding. So when we look at Mark chapter 2 this morning, when we look at Mark chapter 2, and we see the setting of Jesus being in Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that it was noise that he was in the house. Hold it. Now, I'm one of those, I don't have to stay behind here. I like to walk. Want to get close to the church. Make sure the church understands. The first H we want to look at is house. Who was in the house? Jesus is in the house. So we see Jesus is in the house. Now, let's label Jesus with an H. Is that okay?
All right.
Let's call him a healer. Mm-hmm. So we got a healer in the house.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right?
It's all right, preacher.
Then verse 2 says what, Ray?
And straightway.
Straightway.
Many were gathered together.
There came a bunch of folks that gathered together.
Insomuch that there was no room to receive them.
And so much that there was no room to receive them. Come on.
No, not so much as about the door.
You couldn't even get through the door.
And he preached the word unto them.
And he preached the word unto them.
Come on. And they come back unto him.
And they came back unto him.
Bringing one sick of the palsy.
Bringing one sick of the palsy.
Which was
born. Hold it. Let's label the one that's sick of the palsy helpless.
All right.
Y'all following me?
Yes, sir, preacher.
We going somewhere.
All right, let's go.
So we got a healer
in the house.
In the house.
Yes, sir.
We got one sick of palsy.
Yes, sir.
That we labeled helpless.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Which was born of four.
Which was born of four.
And when they could not come nigh unto him.
Hold it. When they could not come unto him.
For the press.
Because there was some folks in the way. Now let's. The press was there.
Yes, sir.
Herman, let's label the press hinderers. Hinderers.
Hinderers.
Yeah, hinderers. They're hindering.
Yes, sir.
The four from getting into the door.
All right.
Uh-huh. Y'all following? We going somewhere. We going somewhere. So we got a helpless individual.
Yes, sir.
But let's look back at the four. The four had a mission, and they was going to do something for the helpless. So let's label the four helpers. How many H's you got so far? You should have five. Now, do I have to fast forward this to help you get where we're at?
Come on, preacher.
We had a healer.
Yes, sir.
In the house.
Yes, sir.
Two. We had a hinderer, which is those press, remember, that's blocking the door.
Right.
Then we had a helpless individual.
Yes, sir.
That could not help himself.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then we had four helpers that helped them. Are y'all with me this morning?
Yes, sir, preacher.
This Friends and Family Day, we trying to help somebody understand what's going on in Capernaum.
That's right, preacher. Say it, preacher. Come on, preacher.
So now we got five H's.
Yes, sir, five of them.
And these helpers.
Yes, sir.
Made the effort to take the helpless to the house.
Yes, sir.
And when they got there, they couldn't
come
get in through the door.
For the press.
Because they was being hindered by the press.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all see that?
Yes.
Do y'all see that?
Yes.
Y'all Bible read the same way my Bible read?
Yes.
That said there was some press.
Yes, sir.
That was hindering from getting in.
Too many people.
And did I give y'all a subject? Herman, I didn't give him a subject. You didn't remind me, Ray.
All right.
Let's use the subject this morning, because I'm on the way there.
All right.
Moving the clay out the way.
All right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Because y'all going to help me preach this now. So
come on, preacher.
When we get to the point where we have to say, moving the clay
out the way,
out the way, I want y'all to be ready. Because, see, it's a lesson right here.
Yes, sir.
For each and every one of us that are trying to make heaven our home.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the four that had compassion tried to take him through the door, but there was no room because the hinderers was there. So the Bible says they went up.
They uncovered the roof.
They went up to the roof and uncovered it.
The roof where he was.
Where he was. Now, back in those days, they made roofs out of straw, clay, and numerous other ingredients that they had back then. And so after they got to the roof top.
Yes, sir.
They began to do something.
Yes, sir. They uncovered the roof.
They began to uncover the roof.
Where he was.
Where who was. The healer. What? Come on, brother. Boy, this brother tuned in to me, boy. Yes, Lord Jesus. They began to uncover the roof where the healer is.
All right.
So they start. Can you just picture some guys up on the roof ripping it apart?
All right.
Just so that they could get a helpless individual into the house where the healer is.
All right.
But before they did that, they had to do what? Move the clay.
All right.
Out the way.
That's right, preacher.
Lord Jesus. And I think sometimes in everybody's life, we come in contact with some situations in our life where we have to
move
the clay
out the way.
Because think about this now. Think about this. After all, what are we? A big lump of clay. Now, I don't have to go over to the Old Testament and talk about the potter and all of that, because, you know, that'll take me too long, and I'm on a mission this morning.
Come on, preacher.
But I just wanted to show you that every now and then we have to move
the clay
out the way. See, I told y'all going to help me this morning. So now, they on the rooftop.
Yes, sir.
They on the rooftop.
Yes.
They done tore it up, Herman.
And when they had broken it up.
They broke it up, huh?
Broke it up.
Now, did the Bible say there was some fussing about them tearing up the roof?
Nope.
Don't mention that, does it?
I don't see it.
Did the Bible say there was a disturbance or somebody got upset because they tore up the roof?
Nope.
No, don't say that.
See it.
So they tore up the roof.
Yes, broke it up.
Broke it up. What else?
They let down the bed.
They let the bed. Can you just picture? Can you picture? Jesus is in the house. And four men are on the roof pulling it back, tearing it up. And now they begin to lower
the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay.
In the house.
Yes, sir.
Where the one that is helpless is lying.
All right.
Now, come on.
When Jesus saw their faith.
When Jesus saw their faces.
He said unto the sick of the palsy.
Look what he said now. Listen.
Son. Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Okay. Thy sins be forgiven. Why? How can Jesus say that? Well, he can say it because he is the healer.
All right. Yes, sir.
He's the healer.
Right.
And when you come to the house where the healer is.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to worry about folks that's standing around.
All right.
Because when we get down just a little bit further, we're going to find out. Guess what? Right there in the house.
Some clay.
There was some haters. Herman? There was some haters.
There you go.
Jimmy? There was some haters in the house. What I'm trying to tell y'all, don't think when you come to church every Sunday.
Come on, preacher.
Don't think when you come into the house of God that everybody is on the same line you on.
All right.
Don't think that, huh? There's some haters.
Yes, sir.
Where? In the house. How do you know? Well, let's go back to the Bible. Let me show y'all. Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all looking like I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, let's go. Come on, go ahead and read.
But there were certain of the scribes sitting there.
There were certain of the scribes.
Sitting there.
Sitting where? In the house.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And reasoning in their heart.
Uh-oh. Reasoning in their heart. You know what that means? Huh? Make it up in their own mind. Who do he think he is? Oh, Jesus, Lord. Where are they at? Sitting in the house.
Yeah, right, preacher.
Reasoning in their heart. Who do he think he is?
Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive?
Hold, Ray. Let's pause for station identity. Because we have to move the clay.
Out
of the way.
All right, preacher.
Here is folks sitting in the house.
Yes, sir.
Reasoning in their heart, saying, who do we think he is? Blaspheming. Who is he? What he's all about? See, that's why it's important to move the clay out the way. Now, y'all a little slow now. Y'all got to... Get a little bit quicker.
All right, preacher.
Okay, come on.
Why does this man thus speak blasphemies?
Listen to that. This is what they accuse. They say, why does he speak blaspheming? Why? Why is he speaking it? Come on.
Who can forgive sins but God only?
God the only one that forgives sins. Who is he? Who do we think he is? So hold pause now. I just want y'all to know. I just stated. When you come to the house of God.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is not on the same page you on.
All right.
There's somebody sitting up here this morning.
Come on, preacher. Tell it.
Reasoning in their heart.
Yes, sir.
Who do Herman you think you are? Who do Ray you think you are?
All right now.
Huh? Jimmy? Or who do you think you are? Reasoning in their heart. Come on. I got a couple of more points.
And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit.
When Jesus perceived in his spirit. See, that's one thing good about Jesus. Jesus knows all. He felt.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ever walked in a room?
Come on, preacher.
And people was talking.
Yeah.
And they just stopped.
talking about,
they just stopped talking.
Talking about ministries.
And what you think, bro? Move that clay
out the way.
Out your way. Because you know what they was talking about if they just stopped. Lord Jesus, help somebody this morning. Help them understand.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit.
He immediately perceived in his spirit.
That they so reasoned within themselves.
That they had reasoned within themselves. Made up their own mind. Come on.
He said unto them.
He said unto them.
Why reason ye these things in your heart?
Why y'all thinking like that? Why y'all? Do y'all know me? Do y'all know who I am? Why y'all thinking things like that about me? Huh? We know they done talked about me. Some done called me a wine bibbler. Some done called me, you know, all kind of names. But y'all don't even know me like that.
That's right, preacher.
So why are y'all reasoning these thoughts about me? Come on.
Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Or to say,
arise.
And take up thy bed and walk.
Take up thy bed and walk. Now just rest there for a minute. How many H's we got? We got six. How many did I say we was going to work with? So I got one more, right? Oh, this is the beauty of this whole lesson. That's the beauty of the whole lesson. So, let me see if I can help line up these H's.
Line them up, preach.
If we are going to be what God wants us to be,
yes, sir.
Then we have to be helpers.
All right.
Helping the helpless into the house where the healer is.
All right.
In spite of the hinderers. In spite of the haters.
Yes, sir.
So one day we can all shout hallelujah. y'all missed the shouting point.
That's
and the only way you can do that is by moving the clay out of the way.
Amen, preacher. That was beautiful. Beautiful, preacher.
Read just a little more. They don't see the hallelujah yet. They don't even see the hallelujah yet. They don't see it yet.
But
come
that
on.
That you may know. That the Son of Man. Has power on earth. To forgive sin.
That, somebody got it.
Hallelujah.
The Son of Man.
Yes,
it didn't say Brother Thomas. It didn't say Jimmy. It said the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
Has power to do what?
To forgive sin. Yes, sir.
So, if we move the clay out the way. Y'all looking at me funny.
We with you, preacher.
That's what I'm waiting on. You're going to be able to shout
hallelujah.
All right. See, too long we go through life allowing things to block us. But once you have become a child of God,
yes, sir,
and come into the house where the healer is, then you are able to understand that you was in a helpless situation. And being in that helpful situation, somebody had enough compassion to help you to the house where the healer is. There are going to be haters.
Yes, sir.
In the house.
Yes, sir.
They're going to be hinderers, trying to hinder you. Somebody tried to hinder you this morning. And that's the devil playing.
All right.
Is trying to hinder you.
Right.
If he can get, Brother Hall, if he can get you not to come to the worship service, he got you.
He got you, preacher.
And you know what? How many got up this morning and couldn't find something to wear? Got to move the clay
out the way. Hallelujah.
Couldn't find the right dress or the right suit.
Come on, preacher.
Or the right tie. Ladies couldn't find, like Sister Bond, the right hat. Because that's the way the devil operates.
All right, preacher.
He started creating doubts. But I stopped by today to tell you.
Yes, sir.
That if you move the clay
out the way, yes, sir.
You can be a helper helping the helpless come into the house where the healer is. in spite of the hinderers, in spite of the haters, and then one day you can truly shout hallelujah. Y'all got it. Y'all got it.
That's right.
That's my lesson. See, it don't take all day to preach God's word. If you know where you're going, you get where you're going, and you go on and get there. And not only that, but y'all help me preach the lesson, and everybody understand the point that was made, because we see it, because it was Bible-based.
Amen.
Wasn't something I dreamed up. All of this came from Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Whenever you get a chance to go home, sit down and exegete it sometime. That means tear it apart and put it back together.
Come on, preacher.
And in doing that, sometimes we have to move the clay out the way. There may be somebody here this morning.
Come on, preacher.
That need to move
the clay.
The clay
out the way, preacher.
Out the way.
Yes, sir.
There may be somebody here, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
That's been talking about folks.
Uh-oh.
They need to move
the clay.
The clay.
Out the way.
Out the way.
You meddling, preacher.
There may be somebody here that's been lying on somebody.
Look out, preacher.
They need to move
the clay. Out the way.
Out the way.
Yes, sir.
Hold it, Brother Thomas. Do you know of anybody in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
That needed to move the clay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's run over to Psalms 40. Y'all looking at me. They ain't getting it yet. They ain't getting it. They ain't got it yet. They ain't got it, Herm. I got to take them to one more example. Psalms chapter 40.
Psalms chapter 40.
Verse 1.
Verse 1. I waited patiently for the
Lord. Hold it. Who's talking? We got David.
The chief musician.
We got David over here talking. Now, y'all know David was a bad boy. He had some stuff going on in his life. So
right.
What I wanted to show you, that I don't care what kind of mess you got in your life going on, bro, the Lord got a message for your mess.
All right.
All right?
Yes,
is that all right?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do, though, is move the clay out the way. Now, let's look at David, and then I'm going to close this thing out, because y'all looking like y'all tired or something. I don't know. Am I boring you or something this morning? You know, I don't know. I don't know, Herman. I don't know. But David said, I waited
patiently.
What? Patiently.
For
on
the
who?
Lord. For the Lord.
For the Lord. And what did he do?
And he inclined
holy. We had seven H's, right?
Yes, sir.
Can I add three L's in here?
Come on, preacher.
Huh? Okay, let's do this. See, I like to use verbs and adverbs and things that's going to show some action. Because we should be about action.
Come on,
that's
preacher.
Why I say, move the clay out the way. He did what?
I waited patiently.
Patiently.
For the Lord.
For the Lord.
And he inclined unto me.
He inclined. Hold it. What do incline mean? Turn. How about if we use an L? Lean.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all go along with that?
All right, preacher.
Incline.
Yes, sir. He
leaned
unto me.
Unto me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on.
And heard my
call. Hold it. He did what?